Now, he says, and in the house, his disciples ask him again of the same matter. He saith unto them, whosoever shall put away his wife and marry another committeth adultery against her. And if a woman shall put away her husband and be married to another, she committeth adultery. And this is the strongest statement against divorce that's found in the Scripture. The question is, how is it to be interpreted? And all the Scriptures on divorce should be brought together and considered before a proper induction can be made. And the parallel passage in Matthew lists fornication as the one basis for divorce. Now, why did Mark omit it? Mark was writing to the Romans who did not know the Mosaic law, while Matthew was writing for Israel who had and knew the Mosaic law of divorce. And therefore, it has to be considered in that light. And I'm sure you don't want to use Romans 7:2 because that hasn't anything in the world to do with divorce today. That had to do with that which was under the Mosaic system. And when a woman had an unfaithful husband under the Mosaic system, he was stoned to death. And she didn't have a living husband. Now today, they don't stone them to death. If they did, we'd have rock piles all over Southern California. In fact, you wouldn't be able to get out on the freeways. Now, will you notice, here we come where he blesses little children. And we had this same thing in the Gospel of Matthew, that right along with the question of divorce, he blesses little children. It seems to me that the Gospel writers are trying to tell us something, or the Spirit of God is. And that is that it's the little children that suffer in a divorce. It's amazing the number of young people who get in trouble today come from broken homes. That's no accident, by any means. That's the way that it works out. And our Lord here, they brought young children to him that he should touch them, and his disciples rebuked those that brought them. When Jesus saw it, he was much displeased. He said unto them, suffer the little children to come unto me, forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein. I think probably we ought to pause there just a moment to make this comment. Today we're always trying to get children to become adults. We say, now we'll wait a little Willie grows up and then he'll make a decision for Christ. Our Lord says, I wish some of the adults would become little children. We hear so much today about going on and growing and developing, and actually that's great after you become a child of God. But actually most of us are going the wrong way. We need to leave our cleverness and our sophistication and our great knowledge that we boast of today and return to the simplicity of childhood and just with simple faith trust Christ. Now, will you notice, he took them up in his arms, put his hands upon them, and blessed them. And when our Lord did that, and he never did take anybody else up in his arms like that, friends, he took the little children because they are the ones he'll receive. And when they die in infancy, they go to him, or die before the age of accountability. We have here the account of the rich young ruler. I've talked about him before in Matthew. I'll spend a great deal of time with him when we get to Luke. And when I say a great deal of time, there are certain places where we put emphases in the Gospels, and we'll not put the emphasis here. I will call attention, however, to certain things as we move along.